What if your body's symptoms are actually messages guiding you toward wellness? Katie Beecher's journey from battling bulimia to becoming a renowned medical intuitive reveals a profound truth. Our intuition holds the key to healing. When Beecher experienced debilitating abdominal pain during a stressful period of disconnection from her creativity and spirituality, doctors discovered her fallopian tube had literally wrapped around her uterus, a physical manifestation of her blocked energy. This experience taught her never to ignore her inner wisdom again. Unlike conventional medicine that treats isolated symptoms, Beecher's approach addresses the whole person, physical, emotional, and spiritual. This integration has transformed countless lives, helping people move from bedridden to thriving, from suicidal depression to joy, and from organ failure to rejuvenation. Physical and emotional symptoms serve as messages from our intuition, guiding us toward authentic living. This explains why certain body parts are repeatedly affected in specific personality types. Empaths often develop digestive issues from absorbing others' emotions. Sensitive caretakers experience heart problems from giving too much. And those with unresolved anger develop liver symptoms. The body's wisdom manifests through patterns that reflect our inner struggles. Chronic throat problems often appear in those struggling to speak their truth, while back issues frequently correlate with feeling unsupported. When we ignore our intuition's guidance, our bodies speak louder through illness or accidents. Carl Jung pioneered this understanding of symptoms as signals, developing the body-mind connection concept that would influence numerous healing modalities. This perspective doesn't replace physical causes of illness, but complements them by adding crucial psychological and spiritual dimensions. Have you ever dismissed a gut feeling only to regret it later? Many believe their intuition is blocked, but Beecher disagrees. Common obstacles include trying to control messages, self-doubt, overthinking, vague questions, believing immediate action is necessary, expecting mystical confirmations, anxiety blocking present awareness, disconnection from our bodies, and fear of negative forces. When tuned to love, we're protected from negative influences. Children often naturally sense spirits before blocking these abilities due to fear. Practical techniques for strengthening intuition include written dialogue, journaling questions to your intuition, intuitive soul painting, creating symbolic representations, dream interpretation, oracle cards, pendulums, meditation, yoga, energy healing, and grounding practices. The chakra system connects body regions with emotional themes. The crown chakra, 7th, links to higher consciousness. The third eye chakra, 6th, governs intuition and perception. The throat chakra, 5th, rules self-expression, manifesting in thyroid disorders when blocked. The heart chakra, 4th, relates to love and sensitivity. The solar plexus chakra, 3rd, connects to self-esteem and gut feelings. The sacral chakra, 2nd, governs creativity and sexuality. The root chakra, 1st, forms our foundation for safety. Each chakra offers specific healing approaches, expressing feelings authentically for the throat chakra, establishing healthy boundaries for the heart chakra, and honoring gut feelings for the solar plexus. This systematic approach addresses symptoms at their source rather than merely managing surface issues. Do you feel drained after social interactions or experience physical symptoms from others' stress? Being an empath means experiencing others' emotions as if they were your own, beyond basic empathy. While empathy helps us understand others' feelings intellectually, empaths absorb emotional energy physically and emotionally, often unconsciously. This heightened sensitivity typically emerges during childhood as an adaptive response to unstable environments, where children develop extraordinary sensitivity as a survival mechanism. For empaths, well-being requires developing emotional literacy, distinguishing between personal feelings and those absorbed from others. This includes mindful awareness without judgment, monitoring physical sensations that signal emotional overload, and implementing boundaries. Effective techniques include scheduled alone time, energy clearing practices, and nature immersion. Medical studies have linked empathic traits with certain health conditions, particularly cardiovascular disease and breast cancer, suggesting possible connections to childhood stress responses and emotional hypervigilance. Thriving as an empath means transforming sensitivities from burdens into gifts, knowing when to offer support versus maintain healthy distance, developing strong self-care practices, and understanding that sensitivity doesn't equal responsibility for others' emotional well-being. The solar plexus chakra houses a convergence of the immune system, nervous system, and digestive tract, often called the second brain, as gut bacteria produce about 90% of serotonin here. This gut-emotion connection makes this area vulnerable to self-esteem and body image issues. Intuitive eating proves more effective than restrictive dieting for long-term health. This approach allows your body to find its natural weight set point, encourages joyful movement instead of punitive exercise, and recognizes how dieting triggers survival mechanisms that lower metabolism. Healing strategies include adrenal-supporting supplements, removing scales, journaling about emotional aspects of weight changes, addressing trauma through somatic experiencing, and eliminating shame-inducing food labels. For clinical eating disorders, professional help remains essential, preferably with practitioners who understand both energy medicine and traditional therapy. Alternative frameworks emphasize empowerment, body trust, and nervous system regulation while providing necessary medical support. The focus shifts to addressing root causes rather than managing symptoms through external control, unlike conventional approaches that often mirror the control-based family dynamics that contributed to the disorder initially. Family systems profoundly influence our development, from personality formation and physical health to spiritual beliefs and relationship capacity. Root chakra health depends on emotional safety, a need often unmet in dysfunctional families affected by mental illness, addiction, narcissistic behaviors, abuse, or poverty. These childhood experiences become root causes of adult challenges, affecting our ability to trust and form intimate relationships. Intergenerational dysfunction becomes normalized through repeated patterns and potentially influences DNA through epigenetics, chemical compounds that regulate gene expression without altering DNA sequence. Environmental factors, trauma, and emotional experiences can create epigenetic changes that pass through generations. Fortunately, focused therapeutic work can reverse these negative changes, breaking cycles of dysfunction. Healing lies in individuation, becoming autonomous with feelings and behaviors, guided by your own intuition rather than others' expectations. Practical strategies include not taking others' behavior personally, creating safe spaces for processing emotions, practicing forgiveness for your peace, depersonalizing hurtful behavior, evaluating your relationship needs, developing adult relationships beyond childhood patterns, and establishing healthy boundaries. Our growth continues throughout life, with fear being the primary obstacle to intuitive connection. The journey to wellness is an ongoing process of self-discovery and holistic healing. Regular practices, creating intuitive paintings, checking in with your intuition, and reviewing your chakra assessment become more refined over time, revealing deeper layers of understanding. During transitions, increased sensitivity, vivid dreams, or strong emotional responses signal deeper healing. By addressing physical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions simultaneously, we create lives of authenticity, purpose, and joy. This integration might involve releasing trauma through movement, processing emotional wounds through artistic expression, or connecting with spiritual guidance through meditation. As Beecher reminds us, with intuition, self-love, and self-acceptance, we can heal from anything. When we listen to our bodies with compassion rather than fear, we unlock our innate healing potential and discover the profound wisdom within, wisdom that manifests uniquely through each person's distinctive creative expression and healing journey.